Good morning, it's 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. I have a guest joining me this morning to talk about sports. I have Mike Vieira. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining me. Did you have a sports-filled weekend?
This weekend was a fairly busy weekend for Sitka High at this point in the year. We've got two sports left going, and that was baseball. Baseball team was down at the regional tournament in Petersburg, and then softball wrapped up their regular season with games over in Juneau. So the baseball team had kind of a disappointing weekend. They failed to qualify for the state tournament. It's the first time in 8 years that they won't be going north. So that was, I know, was a disappointment to the coaches and kids. They'd worked hard this season, but had a pretty young team, a lot of sophomores making up the heart of that team. And so, you know, we look for them to be pretty strong coming back. They had some injuries. They lost to Erickson Fish and Mick Petruski while they were down there for a couple games. And so that hurts. So their season is complete there, but the exciting news is that our softball team wrapped up the number one seed for the state tournament out of Southeast by going 4-0 over the weekend in Juneau and beating Ketchikan twice. And so they're headed up to the state tournament this Wednesday and looking to claim their third straight state championship for small school softball.
That's fantastic. So you have you have your highs and lows there. How do you keep morale up for it's the end of the school year? It's, the baseball team, you said, was not going to...
Correct.
Regionals. How do you keep them motivated through the summer to come back and fight harder, better, smarter in the fall?
You know, it's kind of just the nature of an athlete, I think. They, you know, you experience some disappointments, and the natural thing in a competitive person is to bounce back and want to work harder, and that group of sophomore boys, I know, is a very competitive group. So, mm-hmm. You know, I think... they're obviously looking forward to summer. A few of them are heading down to the lower 48 to play summer ball. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a great experience for them, and they'll come back with, you know, probably 60 games under their belt, which there's no way they could get up here. Right. So that'll be exciting for them. I know that the kids that are planning on doing that are very excited to get down there and have that experience.
And then and they support the softball team?
Yeah, they're, you know, there's definitely a little competitiveness that goes back and forth, and yes. So I'm sure they're disappointed that they're not traveling the state and the softball team is, but they have great friendships across the teams there, and I know they're looking forward to seeing the girls be successful. And in the last 2 years, the state championship game has come down to Sitka and Ketchikan, both teams out of Southeast here, and it looks like it could break that way again. Both teams are very competitive. We went 3-1 against them in the regular season, but they've been some close games, and there's a great rivalry going there. So it'll be interesting to see how the brackets break up at the state tournament. Sitka, as a number one seed, there's only six teams that go to the state tournament in small schools because of just the number of schools are smaller. There's mm-hmm. not as many conferences that play. So they have a bye in the first round, and they'll wait to see who comes out of that first round game.
And what's the time frame we're talking about here?
They leave on Wednesday, and then the games start on Friday. They'll go up on Thursday and get a day on the field to practice, and then they'll start games on Friday, and the tournament will wrap up on Saturday.
It's very exciting. Any predictions?
I think that, you know, the way the girls have played, they've been solid across the length of the season. They had one down game, but I think, you know, they are in a strong position to come away with that third straight title. So we're going to set the bar high and say that I think they're going to come home with that title.
I think that's the right attitude to have. And will you be back next Tuesday to give us another update?
Yeah, we'll be back, and we'll bring some girls in to kind of wrap up and talk about their experience up at the state tournament.
Fantastic. What will you be doing this summer?
This summer for me holds just a lot of small chores around the house, wrapping up a little construction project. And
you're not going to fantasy baseball camp or anything?
No, doing some painting, and nothing as exciting as that. So, yeah, I'll be in Sitka and just enjoying the summer.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's a great place to be in the summer.
And to recharge for the sports season.
Definitely, yeah. It starts again fourth week of July, so it's not too far away. We're already thinking football and then volleyball and swimming, so.
Right, and when does football start?
Football starts, I think this year, July 30th is the first day of football practice. So it's the It's the earliest day of football in the nation is in Alaska. And
we try so hard to be normal.
Yeah, we just have to wrap up our season so early because the fields just turn into slates of ice and are unplayable by the end of September. So that's why we start so early in Alaska here.
Understood. I noticed there's some field maintenance happening across.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's kind of weird to see all these huge tractors up on your field that you work so hard to take care of, just tearing it up. But we're very excited. I was down in.
And for folks who don't know, it's getting a different turf.
Yeah, it's called field turf. And I was down in Seattle this weekend and looked at a few brand new facilities down there, and they're just incredible facilities. And you know, it'll drain water. We won't have any of these battles with puddles during the pouring down rain weekends like we had during our last baseball weekend. And you know, you'll be able to play on it pretty early in the season, a lot earlier than we have in the past. And you know, just a very exciting project that we're very thankful to Senator Steadman for helping to push through, and American Legion out of Anchorage. And it's exciting to see him break ground. And I think they're going to be done by the end of August.
Will there be like a ribbon cutting ceremony?
I'm sure there'll be
something. Lap,
yeah,
of some sort.
I'm kind of not in the heart of that project, but I know there'll be definitely be a celebration of being able to put our kids on that field.
And what is it like to play on artificial turf?
You know, the turf is a lot quicker and it's a lot truer. So, you know, I've joked with Coach Conway that when they start playing on that, they're going to have to practice up at the dirt field because, you know, all the other fields they play in Southeast are still going to be dirt. And so. Mm-hmm. Those fields are notorious for taking bad hops and weird things happening. And this one, you know, there won't be a bad hop on it. It'll be straight and true, and it'll just be a great field.
So it's going to work in our favor.
I think so. I mean, definitely in our favor that every team in the state's going to want to come down and play on this field. I've already got teams calling me asking if they can come down next year. And so it's going to be exciting to be able to bring a bunch of teams in here. And we're the end goal here is to be able to host the state tournament here in 2014 for high school baseball. And so it's 2 years away, and we think with the project completed this fall, we'll be able to get that bid.
So if we build it, they will come.
That's the idea, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning, giving us the sports update.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Holly.